Lou Holtz unleashes on Secret Service after Trump assassination attempt. How in the hell did this happen? By Dylan Gwynn on July 17, 2024. Never one to hold back, college football coaching legend Lou Holtz blasted the Secret Service and their leadership after the failed assassination attempt on former President Trump over the weekend. On Saturday, Thomas Matthew Crooks wounded Trump in the upper part of his right ear during a failed assassination attempt at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Crooks was then shot and killed by a Secret Service sniper. Speaking to OutKick Stan Dockich, Holtz railed against the incompetence of the Secret Service and their leadership. How in the hell did that happen? Holtz shot back when asked by Dockich about the shooting that nearly claimed Trump's life. There had to be some kind of Secret Service mistake. Consider this, he was shot, and only by the grace of God was he not killed, but do you know what kind of screw-up happened? Who's running? The Secret Service, law enforcement asylum? Holtz asked. As far as conspiracy theories? Holtz isn't buying it. If you were doing it intentionally, you couldn't have screwed it up anymore in this world. On Tuesday, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle drew backlash when she said that agents weren't placed on top of the building Crooks shot from because it had a sloped roof. That building, in particular, has a sloped roof at its highest point, Cheadle said. And, so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And, so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside. Holtz spoke about the difficulties in ascertaining truth while the media dispenses so much misinformation. You can't trust the media. Everyone has their own agenda, and they try to push it. I don't worry about being politically correct. I just worry about being correct, and that's far more important along the line. But I don't think we seem to feel that way anymore, Holtz told Dockich. Cheadle has not yet faced discipline or removal for her handling of security for Trump in the lead-up to the assassination attempt.